We are hot off the heels of all the wonderful announcements of the Game Awards. And as a game podcast, of course, we were very interested in what was going on. What were some of the announcements that were really interesting to you?
New Team Eco game, or I guess what's new that? Ueda game?
Oh, yeah. What? Which one was that one again?
There's a kid and he climbs into like a mech and then the head blasts off
that
while he gets hit with the...
Right.
Yeah, looks pretty sick.
Real casually getting into that mech. He was like, you know, the shockwave's coming. I'm just going to look at it for about 5 of these 20 remaining seconds. I'm like, get up!
I mean, I have to wonder if one of the themes of that game will be sort of like dealing with the ominous acceptance of an oncoming inevitable catastrophe.
I have a feeling that one of the themes of that game will be me yelling at the child, being like, get up! Go! Because that's what those games always do. The controls are always like just clunky enough to make the kid feel like a little bit clumsy. And you have to like learn how to get how to maneuver it in such a way. Like all, like Eco, Last Guardian, and Shadow of the Colossus are all that way to me.
It's like, the house style at this
point. I'm just
point.
Like, go, you bitch.
Are you excited for a fully commercial spin-off multiplayer version of Elden Ring?
Oh, yeah, that. I'll tell you what I'm excited. I'm excited to watch something really interesting. I think, because there are certain games that I don't play anymore. I just watch because, like, just playing them gives me too much anxiety. There was an announcement made that slightly subverted people's expectations in a certain way. And that is, of course, the inclusion of of Stormbud's alum, Clive, in Tekken 8. It's Clive time in Tekken 8. Down 4-1. Launch punish. Labbing with Clive.
He really did it. He made it.
They're going to Clive all over that game. And I'm excited to watch people play it. I've been tuning into Tekken 8 streams and not playing it myself just because I get to. It makes you
feel emotions you don't like feeling?
No, I like feeling those emotions. Well, no, I like feeling those emotions. It has a negative, it has an actual negative effect on my body.
Ah,
at this point,
okay.
Playing them. So I enjoy watching and understanding them differently. So yeah, fighting games like that. Tekken, very excited to see content creators talk about Tekken. Unfortunately, Clive has no appearance in the upcoming award ceremony, but we're excited nonetheless for that. Speaking of this awards ceremony, we've been planning this. We're so excited to bring you guys along for the journey. Thank you guys so much. Before we even get started, I just want to thank you. Before all the bits and bobbles and whatever we do, all the silliness starts, I want to take this moment to sincerely thank you, Buds, for listening to yet another year of Alex and I doing whatever this was, figuring things out, finding our voices, exploring new games, and most importantly, clearing our backlog. Do you have anything you want to say to the buds before we begin?
My backlog is still so long. It's not working. It's not working.
Have you been buying more things as we've been?
I bought Cyberpunk the other day.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
No, also, yes. It's been a year of reinvention for us. I think next year is going to be a year of further reinvention as we continue to sort of, you know, figure out what we're doing here and what we enjoy and what we have, what is fun and what you guys find fun to listen to. It's been a crazy year. Some real ups and downs. I think we've all experienced them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's never been not fun to make this show. So yeah. that's the important thing to hold on to going into 2025.
Yeah, and that is what we are going to. That's the energy we're going to have. It's always fun. We're having fun. And with that said, let the Heavens Awards commence! That's Jurassic Park.
See, I don't know. It seemed appropriate.
Hail games we love and hate, we celebrate as the
welcome one, welcome all to the second annual Heavens Awards. the awards ceremony show of the podcast Storm Buds, where we look back at the year 2024 and award some of our favorite games we've played this year, some particularly fun superlative titles. I am your award show host of Light, Jerome Barbatsis, and I'm joined by my co-award show host of Light, Alexander Hambra.
Welcome in. I see everyone's found their seats. All right, we're all settled. Everyone, we're going to cut the chitter-chatter a bit down now. The show's actually starting.
It's wild that we have to say that. You guys are all adults. This isn't a class. We have so much to get through, so many memories to revisit. So many guest speakers and speeches to get through, and just wonderful, wonderful good times, and happy New Year celebrations for one and all. At the Heavens Awards are a time to celebrate the games we love and hate that we played over the course of the year.
Not a whole lot of hate in this show.
No. Definitely. We're not. Neither of us are known haters.
We could get way meaner.
Maybe we should get way meaner. Well, I think we should start by being nice and gentle and giving us the littler guy, right? We don't want to start with the AAA budget games. We want to start with the games that don't have all the financial backing, but make a significant impact on us as buds and gamers throughout the year. With that being said, I would like to present the nominees for Best Indie Game.
Best Indie Game.
The nominees are Rise of the Golden Idol,
Stardew Valley,
Detention,
A Short Hike,
Signalis,
Hollow Knight,
and Dave the Diver.
All right, and do you want to open the envelope?
Yes, the winner for Best Indie Game, the best game without the AAA budget, is
Dave the Diver! Oh, fantastic.
Wow, deserving winner for Best Indie Game. Absolutely wonderful. Mint Rocket, total indie studio, not funded by anything large whatsoever. So thank you so much. Oh, here comes Dave to give his award speech. Well, that was a really touching speech, really heartfelt. I loved when he talked about, how he dedicated that to his, his ailing mother.
I didn't
really
know
sweet.
About his family situation.
I know. That sounds like it was a rough time. So we're glad to be able to recognize such a wonderful talent that definitely didn't have a shit ton of money going into it. I have a question for you.
What's your question for me?
What is your favorite type of dog?
My favorite type of dog?
Yeah.
I mean,
I suppose they're called breeds.
Yeah, I suppose. The trick answer is all types of dogs. But the real answer is, I don't know. My parents have like a big, pure collie, and that dog is a lot of fun. So I'd probably go with a collie.
That sounds great. My aunt also used to have collies a lot, and then she named all of them after my other aunts, but not the aunt, not on her side of the family, my mom's sisters. So this is my dad's sister who had collies, and she named
them
all
after
of them
your mom's
after my mom's sister.
That's strange. Does that bring us to our next category?
It sure does. Our next category is Best in Show. This is the category that goes to the best furry companion we had over the course of the games in 2024. And the nominees for Best in Show are Rex from I Was a Teenage Exocolonist,
the dog from Secret of Evermore,
Wook Lamott from Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail,
Maridon from Pokemon Scarlet and Violet,
and Angelo from Final Fantasy VIII.
Okay, and I have it here. And the winner is... One moment. And the winner is The dog from Secret of Evermore. Oh, and he's racing up here right now. Hey, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Yeah. Who's a good dog? Who's a good little toaster?
Sit. Speak.
That was relatively verbose for a dog.
Surprisingly eloquent.
A slightly nihilist take.
Yeah, powerful if bleak metaphor. To use this for his platform.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know, he's right. In the grand scheme of things, none of this does matter. And that's why we got to spend our time together with the people we love.
Hey, Jerome.
Yeah.
What's the worst hotel you've ever stayed at?
Wow. I would say definitely one of the hostels when I was in Spain. Couldn't tell you what it was called, but it just had like 16 tourists in it, and it was like $20. And half of them were British.
Even worse.
So just Jaffa cake crumbs everywhere.
I think our worst was probably we did a family road trip to Florida once, only pulling into Florida. Something happened with the hotel reservation we were supposed to have. Mm. So we actually ended up at a hotel that we had to get last second. And it was like the cheapest roadside inn that you could locate a vacancy for during spring break with no notice.
Oh, that's right.
And it was just like, only hotel I've ever stayed in where literally that thing you see in movies where like you hop on the bed and like there's no springs, so it just you just sink into it.
Oh.
Yeah, only hotel I've ever stayed in where that actually happened.
Yikes.
And there was a leak in the ceiling.
Well, that's not going to happen at any of these nominees, because this is the category for Best Inn.
Nominees for Best Inn are Under the Fat Goose Inn from Diablo 4.
The Tolby Inn from Golden Sun.
The Galbadia Hotel from Final Fantasy VIII.
The Ebon Keep Inn from Secret of Evermore.
And the Ultralux from Fallout New Vegas.
And the winner for Best Inn...
The Ultralux! Truly an unforgettable stay.
Accepting the award for Best Inn for the Ultralux is Mortimer.
Hello! We at the White Glove Society are very grateful for the recognition of the Heavens Awards Academy, and we'd like to take this opportunity to remind everyone that the Ultralux is the best of the best on the Vegas Strip, and is we serve the best dinners known to mankind. We also serve a really mean Negroni. The bartender there has also an excellent Bloody Mary for brunch, if you're into brunch. So stop in at the Ultralux, and you cannot believe how good the deals are there.
All right, thank you, Mortimer.
All right, that was a thinly veiled advertisement for... for some illicit activities that the Buds are not endorsing in any way.
I'm going to say next time I'm in New Vegas, I'll stay at the Ultralux.
Okay, good luck with that one. But man, when I go to Vegas, I always get lost. Where's the Strip?
It's certainly confusing, much like a bunch of the mazes we're about to talk about.
That's right. In our video games of this year, we realized a lot of them just have some straight-up mazes in them. And that's good. We like mazes, but only some of these mazes were worthy of the title Best Maze.
And the nominees for Best Maze are The Dark Forest from Secret of Evermore,
The Hedge Maze Out Back of the Mansion from Quiet on Set,
Boston from Fallout 4,
The Tomb of the Unknown King from Final Fantasy VIII,
and The Deep Nest from Hollow Knight.
And the winner of Best Maze is... Deep Nest! Wow, memorable maze.
Certainly confusing. Terrifying, honestly. The first time.
Accepting the award for Best Maze is Hornet.
Dros yek halimo. Gala negosa dros hakana sagamos. Garama!
All right, thank you, Hornet. Oh, be careful. Oh, God.
Shaw!
Oh, no. My ceremonial urns!
No,
those are decoration for the Heavens Awards.
I told you not to bring them to the stage.
Oh, I'm going to have to replace all that treasure at some point. Do you know of anywhere I could find treasure?
Well, you know, you might be able to go into a dungeon, I guess, which is, it's odd that we call them that, isn't it? Because, like, historically, like, the dungeons in, like, medieval castles were not where they kept the treasure.
Well, have you been to Igor's dungeon?
I have not been to Igor's dungeon. What is this?
Igor's dungeon is a shop on Belmont.
Oh, okay. So actually... Okay. You know, I might check out Igor's dungeon at some point.
And that's all I need to say. Much like Igor's dungeon, these dungeons we encountered in these video games were pretty damn radical. So these are the nominees for Best Dungeon.
The nominees are Durants of Hate from Diablo 4.
The Pyramid from Secret of Evermore.
Ultramecia's Castle from Final Fantasy VIII.
Vault 11 from Fallout New Vegas.
And the Skydeep Cenote from Final Fantasy XIV, Dawn Trail. And the winner is...
The Skydeep Cenote! Accepting the award for Best Dungeon is Bakul Jaja.
Well, I must say, this is quite an honor. When I was told our sacred resting place for the many children we have lost had been nominated for a Heavens Award, I admit I did not know what to expect.
We were uncertain of the veracity of these Heavens Awards, but the gesture is appreciated all the same.
Some might say it is in poor taste to celebrate how a place of such mourning has become a tourist attraction. Some might say it risks damaging the ancient stonework to have so many warriors of light running endlessly through our beloved cenotaph. Some might say. But thank you for this award.
Yes, some might say that. Others might say the boss fights are totally sick, and the mechanics are radical, and the music just slaps. So, you take some and you leave some. Right, brother?
Right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much to Bakul Jaja.
He's just stomping. Oh, and one of the steps broke under his feet.
No, my other ceremonial urn.
Big guy. Real. 12 feet tall is taller than you think it is in person.
I'm running out of urns. At some point, I'm just going to have to replace those urns. And if I can't find them in dungeons, then maybe I need to just... get to work. You know what I'm saying?
Just earn some money to buy more urns?
Yeah, nobody wants to work these days.
You earn for urns. Of course. Yes,
of
it
course.
Makes sense.
That's where the word came from. They were expensive, so you had to earn them.
I feel like we're doing a Broad City bit right now. I feel like...
That is high praise to ourselves. I would love if our bits were as good as Broad City. But I'm so terrible at working. I get distracted all the time by noises from my apartment and my neighbors having sex. But these video game soundtracks are great at drowning out those noises for me. And these are the best video game soundtracks we discovered this year for productivity.
Wow, that was a long lead into that one. Okay, the nominees this year for best video game soundtracks for productivity are...
Hollow Knight.
I Was a Teenage Exocolonist.
Stardew Valley.
Dave the Diver.
And Sims 4. And the winner for Best Video Game Soundtracks for Productivity is...
Stardew Valley!
Accepting the award for Best Video Game Soundtrack for Productivity is... An Ape That Is Concerned.
Wait, he's bounding up here. Oh, Hey, buddy.
Huh?
Well,
I think he was pleased with the award.
I think he was pleased with the award. He did look at the sort of scaffolding that's holding up the balcony a little bit and did kind of furrow his brow, wondering if he thinks that that's not going to hold. I assure you up there, it's fine. If you feel a wobble, it's just the wind.
You got our permits for this whole thing approved, right?
I rented it out from a person who said that they could rent it out. They looked slightly like Janine Garofalo, and they were in kind of an alleyway off of Lincoln.
Okay.
So, and it was like sort of close to this, the Vic Theater. And yeah, that's that. So I just kind of figured that it would that we're in here. This is fine, and that no management at the Vic Theater is mad.
They know that we're here, right?
I think
they're aware.
I think
that
at
we're
this
using...
point, if they weren't aware before, they are now aware.
Okay. Cool. You know, let's maybe move to these awards kind of quickly.
Well, yeah, we've got a lot of awards to get through, and there are days of work, and then there are days where I don't want to do shit, right?
Right.
What's the last time you clocked into work and you said, fuck all of this, I'm putting together some Legos?
Today. Honestly.
And what better way to support that notion than with music from these video games? These are the best video game soundtracks for unproductivity. These are soundtracks that are really good at supporting you not being productive. And the nominees are... Signalis.
Diablo 4, Vessel of Hatred.
Final Fantasy 8.
Fallout New Vegas.
Detention.
The winner is... Signalis!
Accepting the speech for Best Video Game Soundtracks for Unproductivity on behalf of Signalis is... Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Privyet. Thank you. Heaven's awards for recognizing my genius motifs that are eternal and lasting after death. Just to be very clear to all involved and listening, I did not make this soundtrack, but the Thousand Eyes referenced the Totenspiel. I'm starting to remember that Sergei Rachmaninoff might not be Russian. Regardless, thank you for recognizing my genius. I must now go back to my urn.
Boy, he resurrected just for this, one night only.
Who broke my urn? Don't worry, Sergei, you can take that other urn.
Oh, no. This one's branded with Mr. Beast.
Oh, this sucks.
Nothing feels worse than watching a Mr. Beast video. But,
I was going to say, what's your least favorite food to eat?
Oh, probably a fucking Mr. Beast bar.
Yeah, okay.
Not that I've actually eaten one, but just looking at the packaging, I'm like, I'm good.
I would go with... Remember when we got that sushi platter that one time?
Oh.
And like most of the sushi was
excellent.
Delicious, but there was the one white fish.
It was like a white fish. I don't know if it was white tuna or something, but that was sitting out for a while, and it was pretty rubbery, yeah.
That is probably the worst...
That's a bad...
...feeling thing I have eaten in recent memory.
And just like that, the nominees for this upcoming category also have terrible mouthfeel. This is the category Name with Worst Mouthfeel.
And the nominees for Name with Worst Mouthfeel are... Sveen.
Zell Dinched.
Kakwaval.
Kakiwa.
Garganackle. And the winner for Name with Worst Mouthfeel is... It is Sveen! Oh, and Sveen herself is here to receive the award. She's coming out. She does not look happy.
I think my name is rather nice. It's beautiful. It's a jewel. Alexandria is the crown jewel of our continent, our planet. The shard that is definitely named that I don't remember.
And I take umbrage with this category and this ceremony. All of your souls will be siphoned off into Orogenics to fuel the everlasting dream at the end of night. Beware my mighty army. Oh, she was struck by some indoor lightning.
Well, we're gonna get a couple guys up here. Can you? Okay, we're gonna load her.
Oh yeah,
on
could you
cart.
Pick her up? Yeah, just be careful. No, not the urns.
Why did you bring all of your urns?
That's my Papa John's urn.
Okay, well, we're just gonna keep Sveen offline until the end of the ceremony.
Yeah, that sounds good. That about does it for the new categories of the Heavens Awards. We are about reaching our midpoint here, but we have some really special. We have some really, really special categories coming up. These are the Bud's Choice Awards from our user poll in the Discord. So we have three categories here. We've got, if you're in our Discord, you could vote on the Bud's Choice Best Theme, Bud's Choice Best Game Short Play, and Bud's Choice Best Game Long Play. So let's get into the first Bud's Choice Award. This is Bud's Choice for Best Theme. Of course, the nominees were the themed months that we had.
We're not going to read all of them.
But the winner as of recording this episode of Best Theme is...
Stormbones!
As a reward for Stormbones, we can guarantee that that theme will be back in 2025.
Oh, absolutely. There are so many more games with bones.
So many games with bones.
We can do Devil Daggers again.
And the next category is Best Game Short Play. And the winner for Best Game Short Play...
I was a teenage exocolonist.
Woo-hoo!
Well deserved, I think.
Well deserved. Good DEI win. <I'm sorry. laughs> A win for DEI in Stormbones.
Certainly a diverse and inclusive title.
Yes, absolutely.
Which are only good things that we love to encourage.
Yes, 100%. And finally, Bud's Choice Best Game Long Play. The winner is
Final Fantasy VIII.
There were some close polls. Close polls.
There were a number of front runners.
Really, really fantastic. Thank you so much for helping us out and giving us feedback on the games that we had. And I really like to see, and like, there was a lot of games that got a lot of votes. So we like to see that people weren't just loving one thing, that they liked the nice variety. But yeah, absolutely. I'm really glad we got to Final Fantasy VIII in particular, because that's not a game... That's not easy.
No.
That was not easy.
That one was a bit of a lift, but...
But we're so glad
we did. Well worth it, I think.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Buds. And now we are moving on in our Heavens Awards programming to some of the categories that... last year's listeners might be familiar with. These are the returning Heavens Awards. First up, I like what you're wearing. That's a wonderful little sweater. It's got a nice pattern on it.
Thank you. I got it in Norway.
You got it in Norway. It looks Norwegian.
It certainly does. I spent a lot of time looking for a Norwegian sweater.
That is
one real. Might say most of the trip.
It's a black sweater with little it's like a black knit sweater.
Mm-hmm. Like little
snowflakey kind of
doohickeys all over it. Yeah,
got a compass on the arm. Very cool.
It's very comfortable.
It looks really comfortable. And just like Alex, the nominees for this category are all sharply dressed in this, the Heavens Award for best outfit. The nominees are Kryl Maia Baldessian from Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail,
Renoa Hartley from Final Fantasy VIII,
Benny from Fallout New Vegas,
Lilith from Diablo 4,
and Manny Calavera from Grim Fandango. And the winner for best outfit is...
Renoa Hartley!
This is Final Fantasy VIII's first Heavens Award. Accepting the award for best outfit is Renoa Hartley and Squall Leonhart.
I'm going through so many emotions at once. You know, I never thought this outfit was anything special.
My father purchased it for me at the Galbadian Free People for my birthday last year. I had never seen a sweater dress before, but when I laid eyes on it, I knew I had to have it. And now it's winning a Heaven's Award. Oh, Squall, hold me.
Whatever.
All right, that was Renoa and Squall.
Thank you so much, and thank you for carefully avoiding the urns. Oh no, you're actually intentionally trying to run into them one after the other, but you can't because they are pre-rendered. Interesting. Interesting choice. Well, that was a really cute moment, wouldn't you say? Really loving.
Heart-touching, honestly.
Heartfelt. Very sweet.
Very emotional gal.
Very emotional and just darling. Just dressed so sweet. Much like these characters coming up, this is, of course, our category for cutest character. And the nominees for cutest character are...
Kona from Final Fantasy XIV, Dawntrail.
Tim the Climbing Squirrel from A Short Hike.
Fuecoco from Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Selfie Tilmit from Final Fantasy VIII.
And Grub from Hollow Knight.
And the winner for cutest character is...
Tim the climbing squirrel! Wow, he's just scampering up. Oh, skipping the stairs? He's just making his way up the front of the stage. Wow, energetic little guy.
Thanks for the recognition! I worked real hard to get it up here! My arms are bigger than anyone's! I'm the coolest fucking climber you've ever seen! I'm gonna climb this urn!
No, not my really tall ceremonial urn!
Shit.
Well, that was Tim. Thanks, Tim.
Oh, God, I'll get back here. I'll never catch him. He's climbing so far.
Do we want to, like... We could, like, take a break and move your urns. We could, like, put them in back.
You'll never catch me!
Oh, no, he's... Wow, he's really fast,
I'm
too.
I'm never going to catch him. No, we have to get through... Listen, we've got no time left. We got so many awards to get through. Speaking of... Let's just move forward with the Heavens Awards. I have the best tip for you out there. For you guys... If you want to take care of your appearance and you have a lovely set of whiskers like I do, you've got to make sure to get Weepin' Balm.
Weepin' Balm?
Made from...
Pokemon?
Made from the oils of the Weepin' Bell leaf and tongue. You can put it... It comes into a balm with milk tank butter, and it's really good for hydrating your beard. It's really great. So I just wanted to, not sponsored whatsoever.
I was going to say, are we paid? But nope, we're just...
Nope.
Real testimonial?
Just real testimonial here at the Heavens Awards.
Yeah.
Just some normal-ass product placement. Definitely nothing under the table going on here. And it looks like all of these candidates have used Weepin' Balm for their beards, because this is the Heavens Award for Best Beard.
And the nominees for Best Beard are... Lorath from Diablo 4.
The Nailsmith from Hollow Knight.
Hephaestus from Hades 2.
Boncho from Dave the Diver.
Sean from Fallout 4.
And Horace from Secret of Evermore.
And the winner is...
Hephaestus
from Hades 2. Right. Well, not sure what to say. Not really a social butterfly me. Won't catch me hanging around one of those big pink orbs. Haha. That's a joke. I suppose it's a very nice beard. Took me a few centuries to grow. Put a lot of work into it. Artemis brings me special tallow to take care of it, eh? So thanks a lot, and, have fun with your show.
Thank you so much, Hephaestus. And when he said Artemis about the special thing, he meant Weepin' Balm.
That's...
Yes.
I'm sure he did.
Yes, he did. Thank you so much, Hephaestus. One of the greatest things about Weepin' Balm is that they have sponsored several Pride floats. You know, they may be our corporate allies at Weepin' Balm for Pride, but these are our real allies. These are the women that have supported us, queer folk, undercover, trying to live our best lives without our families finding out. These are the nominees for Best Beard, Cover Wife.
And the nominees are...
Yoshie from Dave the Diver.
Piper from Fallout 4.
George from Nancy Drew, The Shattered Medallion.
Tang from I Was a Teenage Exocolonist.
Aphrodite from Hades 2.
And Camellia Bluegarden from Secret of Evermore.
And the winner is... Camellia Blue Garden.
Woohoo! Oh, I love the gaze. This is fantastic. Thank you so much. Oh, give you a big hug. Oh. Oh, thank you, Camellia. Thank you so much. Oh, and I'll see you at Thanksgiving, husband. Is that right? Okay. Ta-ta!
Wow, isn't she a delight?
Such a card, Camellia.
Oh, no, she's headed straight for the urns.
No, she can. She jumped over them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just like when her robot clone jumped over the balcony.
She's so graceful.
She is so graceful.
Light on her feet.
All right. Man, one of the things I love most about Camellia Blue Garden is her theme song. Did you know that?
She has a theme song?
She has a theme song. It goes like this. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
Oh, yeah. Now that you mention it, that does play whenever she enters.
That's her theme song. And just like her, all of these nominees have excellent songs. They're just excellent songs. This is the Heavens Award for Best Song.
And the nominees for Best Song are...
Disclaimer, could not get the rights to play the best songs, but I will do my best.
Eyes on Me from Final Fantasy VIII. Green Path from Hollow Knight. The Battle Zero Lab from Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Son of a bitch. I may not have practiced.
Hall of Kalosia from Secret of Evermore.
Why did we nominate the one in 7? God damn it.
And the title theme from Sim Ant. And the winner for best song goes to Eyes on Me from Final Fantasy VIII.
This is Final Fantasy VIII's second Heavens Award.
I guess third with the viewer's choice.
Don't talk back to me.
I don't even know where to start. This song means so much to me, and I know it means so much to all of you. I've had so many people just come up to me on the street because I know these are difficult times. They come up to me and they say, right now, I am holding space for the lyrics of Eyes on Me, and it's really helping me stay strong. So I don't think this award is about me. I think it's really about all of you. So thank you so much. You should all thank yourselves so much for giving Eyes on Me this incredible award. Oh, Squall, hold me.
Whatever. All right, thank you so much to Renoa and Squall. Again, they're doing their best to run into those urns, but they cannot interact with the pre-rendered background. There are so many games that came out this year. Y'all, we were so beholden to our themes, we couldn't play all the current cool hip games, but the games we wanted to play instead. But we wanted to make some time here to talk about the games that came out this year we wish we did an episode on. This is the Heavens Award for the best game we wish we did an episode on. And the nominees are Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth,
Black Myth Wukong,
UFO 50.
Tactical Breach Wizards.
Legend of Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom.
Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. Late breaking. We have one final addition to the category.
What the fuck?
Also entering the category, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle.
No, it's the fuck not. Get the fuck out of here.
I've been playing this game all day. It's really good.
I don't give a shit. You can't just do that. I'm fucking... Get that out of here. It's dead now. I shot it.
And the winner is... According to the envelope, we're just going based on what's inside the envelope.
Of course we are.
The winner is... Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth.
Accepting the award for Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth is Kasuga Ichiban.
Nani? Ore? Ikuze!
Oh, God. No, he's action starring. No, my urns!
Wow. Those are... I mean, they make for really good heat attacks.
He's picking up all my urns. Oh, he's beating up all the assholes in the front.
Well, I think he's happy with his award.
Yeah. Well, it's probably for the best. Those people looked pretty shady. Why are they all wearing sleeping bags? There's so many people in sleeping bags. That guy is covered head to toe in lubricant. You know what? Go off, Ichiban. You're the best.
You know, maybe they're wearing sleeping bags because they're setting us up for the next category of games that we slept on this year.
Wow. Really great segue, and I genuinely mean that, given that my segues have been F-tier. This next Heavens Award, there's a lot of games, again, and these are the games of the best games, the games, and these are the games, fuck, and these are the best games neither of us played this year.
Astrobot.
Metaphor Re Fantasio.
Tactical Breach Wizards.
Helldivers 2.
Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree.
And the winner for best game neither of us played this year
is Metaphor Re-Fantasio.
Accepting the award for best game neither of them played this year is the guy who's in the battle theme.
Thank you very much for this award. I'm very appreciative. I'd like to thank the director of the game and Atlas Games for including us in. And I'd like to thank my mother for always believing in me and saying that I could always do whatever I wanted to do. I could always be the voice in a game like Metaphor Re Fantasio. I am going to go and...
Oh, he ran out of breath.
Oh, he fell over.
He fell over. And cleanly dodged every urn. Thank God.
All right, we're going to get him on the stretcher and also get him out of here. Put him next to this fiend.
Yeah, they're just going to start. Put him in the pile. That's fine. All right. It's dawned on me that the previous two awards were not returning awards.
Oh, well.
I may have messed the document up a little bit, but nobody cares. Right, everyone? Back to the actual returning awards, some of our most prestigious awards. Listen, we don't need to do a preamble for this one. You guys know it's coming. This is the Warrior of Light Confused Head Tilt Emote Award for Completely Deranged Segments. The nominees are Building a Locomotive Weapon of Mass Destruction to the Tune of Smile from Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail.
The Entirety of The Whispered World from The Whispered World.
Patrick finding a convenient entrance to the cavern we're stuck in, then immediately jumping in and sinking to the bottom of the underground lake, yelling, "I'm like a gorilla!" so he can reach the lever that drains the lake.
Our dog being abducted by the freak show troupe in Gothica, and all they did was put a pig mask on him, after which he escapes, wins the pig race, thus earning us an invite into the castle for a meal with the queen, where the dog is taken into the kitchen to be cooked and served to us as dinner before it escapes into the vents, from Secret of Evermore.
And the completely pointless council vote at the end of Life is Strange True Colors from Life is Strange True Colors.
And the winner is Patrick finding a convenient entrance to the cavern we're stuck in, then immediately jumping in and sinking to the bottom of the underground lake, yelling, I'm like a gorilla, so he can reach the level that drains the lake.
This is the first Heavens Award for Nancy Drew and the Shattered Medallion. Accepting the Warrior of Light Confused Head Tilt Emote Award for Completely Deranged Segments is Nancy Drew and Patrick.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, people don't think the Case of the Shattered Medallion is one of my more exciting adventures, but I can tell you it was very exciting when I was living through it, that's for sure. It may seem baffling, but Patrick saved our lives down there in that cave, so I'm glad he's getting some recognition. In the form of this award.
You know, an award is just a... It's just an idol for people to pass around and congratulate themselves on and put themselves on TV. You know, I've been on TV before, and an idol is like a copy of a person, and a person on TV is just a copy of another person for other people to yell at. But do people yell at the idols?
That's very well said, Patrick.
Is it? What did I say? Did I say anything?
We're going to take our award and go now.
Next up, we have our prestigious Most Final Fantasy-ass Final Fantasy Moment Award for games that may not be Final Fantasy games, but certainly had Final Fantasy-ass Final Fantasy moments. And the nominees are...
The journal entry that reveals Falk's memories are being overwritten with Ariane's ever since she got close to the highly bioresonant ship beyond the Stone Archway, from Signalis.
Golden Sun's opening with the destruction of Isaac's village due to a Rube Goldberg boulder that was placed precariously at the top of a mountain that led to his father's death, from Golden Sun.
Building a locomotive weapon of mass destruction to the tune of Smile from Final Fantasy XIV, Dawn Trail.
Alex's dream when she's back in the hospital visiting her now dead mom and brother after she gets knocked unconscious from being shot down the mineshaft. From Life is Strange, True Colors.
And Renoa casually walking into Squall's lifeless body out of time and hugging him, then the camera fast zooms outwards as flower petals in a field manifest, providing empirical evidence that the power of love can overcome space and time itself.
And the winner for most Final Fantasy-ass Final Fantasy moment is...
Renoa casually walking into Squall's lifeless body out of time and hugging him, then the camera fast zooms outward as flower petals in a field manifest, providing empirical evidence that the power of love can overcome space and time itself. Wow, Final Fantasy VIII having an incredible night.
Accepting the award is, of course, Renoa and Squall.
Again? I'm completely overcome. Squall, please. I've done all the talking so far. It's your turn. Thank them for this incredible honor on our behalf.
Whatever.
Well, speaking of cutscenes, we just got to get straight into best cutscene. I think the authorities may or may not be on their way to the Vic Theater, so we've got to wrap these final awards up. The nominees for best cutscene are...
That scene at the end of Diablo 4 that's also basically the trailer with the assault of the forces of light on Hell.
The entirety of the Fallout TV show from the Fallout TV show.
The Promise Ending from Signalis.
Calling Your Mom at the Top of the Mountain, a short hike.
And Renoa casually walking into Squall's lifeless body out of time and hugging him. Then the camera fast zooms outwards as flower petals in a field manifest, providing empirical evidence that the power of love can overcome space and time itself.
And the winner for best cutscene is...
The Promise Ending of Signalis.
Accepting the Heavens Award for Best Cutscene is a floating mass of flesh. Oh. Here you go. The trophy is being consumed by this mass of flesh. The flesh is growing and bleeding and throbbing, and now it's folding in unto itself. Oh, it's gone. It seems to have vanished in the cracks between subatomic particles there. Okay, well, it looked happy.
I mean, honestly, it was quick, which is great. We're catching up on time here.
Right. And we want to also take this time to recognize, much like myself, the people that are most important to every story. Everyone that really does all the work and deserves all the credit and praise for everything they do. And they're just like the most thought out and well-developed personalities. I really relate to this category. This is, of course, the Heavens Award for Best Main Character. And the nominees are Elster from Signalis.
Dave the Diver from Dave the Diver.
Nancy Drew from Nancy Drew the Silent Spy, Nancy Drew Warnings at Waverly Academy, and Nancy Drew the Shattered Medallion.
Manny Calavera from Grim Fandango.
The Boy from Secret of Evermore.
And Squall from Final Fantasy VIII.
And the winner for Best Main Character is
Nancy Drew
from Nancy Drew the Silent Spy, Nancy Drew Warnings at Waverly Academy, and Nancy Drew the Shattered Medallion. Accepting the award for Best Main Character, this time, is just Nancy Drew, as Patrick is seemingly distracted by a dollar he found on the floor near the men's bathroom.
Wow. Wow. Now that's more like it. I've been solving mysteries for over 70 years, and none of my books have ever won any major awards. Can you believe that? And here I am receiving a Heavens Award for Best Main Character. It just goes to show, maybe video games are a more artistically legitimate medium than books after all. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to go put this right on my trophy shelf that you see at the start of every game.
Truly inspirational stuff from Nancy Drew. Well, any story, I'm sure this is really familiar to you, Alex. Any story, of course, has somebody that's always getting in the way.
Yeah.
Somebody that's just like... they have a different idea, right?
Story of my life.
They have a different idea.
Always an outsider.
Always the outsider. We want to make sure that they are, in their stories, they're just made fun of relentlessly for their weird hair and their bad vision and their terrible posture and
hey now.
And their odd smell. It's kind of like, it's like old waffles from like yesterday. This is, of course, the Heavens Award for Best Antagonist. And the nominees are Ultimisha from Final Fantasy VIII.
Lilith from Diablo 4.
Kronos from Hades 2.
Mr. House from Fallout New Vegas.
And the lack of cell phone reception from A Short Hike.
And the winner is
Mr. House!
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Are we on? We're on? I would like to express my sincere gratitude for receiving the Heavens Award for Best Antagonist. I regret that I could not be there in person to receive it, but if you will kindly hand it to the Securitron sitting in the front row, it will deliver it back to me post-haste.
Okay.
Thank you, and good night.
All right, cool. Well, that takes care of that. Thank you so much to the Securitrons, and we really appreciate your story, Mr. House. And we're really grateful you're not here in person because I don't want to smell yesterday's waffles anymore. Moving on to yet another category that I put later that is new, past the returning ones. This is one that I cannot believe we didn't do last time.
Oh, yeah. Good.
But it is, of course, it's a wonderful category, and we would be nothing without our buds. Is that not right, Alex?
Absolutely nothing.
That is why we wanted to recognize the best bud, specifically video game character that is a friend, neither podcast host nor podcast listener. We didn't round up the listeners and
we picked
them
out our favorite listener.
No, we didn't. The nominees for best bud are Boncho from Dave the Diver,
Rex from I Was a Teenage Exocolonist,
Glottis from Grim Fandango,
Garrett from Golden Sun,
and Kona from Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail. And the winner for Best Bud is
Glottis!
This is the first Heavens Award for Grim Fandango.
Well, golly gee whiz, thank you so much for this recognition. I I love my friends, and I'm so happy that I got to go on that adventure with Manny all across the land of the dead. As an elemental spirit, I was summoned with a purpose, but I really wanted to drive, and drive I did, which is why I brought my semi-truck in here to take this Heaven's Award away in style.
We do have the designated, yes, we have the designated highway here outside of the big theater. If you would please. No!
Oh my god.
That's so many urns you ran over, Glottis.
Is it all of the urns?
It's almost all of the urns. Finally, we've got two awards left.
Down to the last two.
Down to the last two. And you know they're coming. This next award is a returning prestigious award. This is the building block of what makes a really good video game. This is the Heavens Award for Best Zone.
Best Zone.
The nominees for Best Zone are Gothica from Secret of Evermore,
Rotfront from Signalis,
The Kitchen from Sim Ant,
The Surface from Hades 2,
Area Zero from Pokemon Scarlet and Violet,
and The Island from A Short Hike.
And the winner for Best Zone is
Rotfront.
Accepting the award for Best Zone on behalf of Signalis is the Magpie Signal. Huh, that's interesting. Can you pick those numbers out? They're numbers, right?
I think they were. It's like they hit the back of my brain without passing through the front.
Yeah,
it's not a good feeling.
I do feel them. A lot of those people in sleeping bags before that didn't get beat up are kind of starting to convulse a little bit. Can we turn that off? Turn that off?
Or drop the volume?
They're starting to convulse really fast. Okay, thank you. Cool. That was wholly unpleasant. However, unlike that, we have some pleasant experiences to talk about here for this, our final Heavens Award. This is the Heavens Award for Best Game. This is, of course, the best game we played this year, as chosen by us. The nominees for Best Game are Signalis,
Dave the Diver,
Diablo 4, Vessel of Hatred,
Hollow Knight,
Rise of the Golden Idol,
Final Fantasy VIII,
and the winner for Best Game,
Final Fantasy VIII!
This is Final Fantasy VIII's 16th award.
Are you drunk?
I had maybe one or two shots of mezcal. It's good. Bryan Cranston gave it to me.
I'm getting a different announcer.
I didn't know he was in the audience. When our game came out in 1999, I had no idea, no expectation that it would win Game of the Year in 2024. I could not have anticipated that 25 years later, we would finally receive the recognition that I think the entire team behind this creative project ultimately deserves. You know, the Heavens Award is an incredible honor, and I'd like to say thank you to my father, the General of Galbadia. I'd like to say thank you to Tetsuya Nomura, who arranged all of our clothing outfits. I'd like to say thank you to the Ultimicia, without whom none of this would have been possible, because she created all of the events in a time loop that I still don't fully grasp. I want to say thank you to all of the developers and the localizers who are responsible for making sure that people around the world could experience, you know, our journey as one with us, really, and puppet us in a way that was at times unpleasant throughout, you know, through their console interfaces. And I want to say thank you most of all to you, the gamers, who are really the most important people in the equation when it comes to everything about video games. I can't think of another party that is more important than the gamers. So thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to go sleep with all of these awards that we've won. I'm going to stack them in my bed, and I'm going to just fall asleep surrounded by the solid... Are these... Well, the gold-plated copper that we're being given tonight. Squall, hold me.
I just have one thing to say. Cafeteria team, collect all the hot dogs and store everything in the secret shelter. Don't leave anything for the enemy.
They're running off towards the cafeteria.
One after the other.
That's our show,
that
folks!
That is... our show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for another year of prestige gaming. We are going to vacate the Vic Theater before the authorities detain us for an indeterminate amount of time.
We advertised that the bar would have one drink for every person included with your ticket. If you've not gotten that drink yet, you probably can't anymore. I would also leave the building relatively quickly.
I would also make sure you get to the hot dogs before Squall does, because who knows how many that guy is going to fit in his mouth.
If you don't know how to get home, you are about a block and a half away from the Belmont station. The trains will take you anywhere you need to go.
Mm-hmm. And hey, stop on by Igor's Dungeon.
An incredible selection. Truly first rate.
Of just, you know, of things.
You know,
of for things you might need.
For the things where you don't even trust discreet packaging.
Treasures? I might get an Igor's Dungeon urn. That sounds good. Well, thank you all so much for listening to this, the Heavens Awards special of Storm Buds. If you want to check us out, we have, of course, our Discord and socials in the link in the description below. We are taking a break after this. We are not coming out with a new episode for the rest of December or January. We are going to take a nice long break that we need to spend with our time with our families and... just cozy up to the winter vibes.
And we're going to come back re-energized.
Re-energized. So we really appreciate the support you guys have given us throughout the year. And we will stay in touch. You will hear from us once February rolls around. And until then, I have been your award show host of Light, Jerome Barbatsis. And I was joined by my co-award show host of Light, Alexander Hambrock. Say good evening to the butts.
Good evening, for real this time.
For Auld Lang Syne. Mm-hmm.